Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
As the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Ephesians 6:6. The word servant can feel a bit negative to us today, but not in this scripture. Knowing how peer pressure could distract us from our God-given purpose, Paul uses the strongest possible language, doulos, meaning slave or servant, to remind us that we're supposed to be servants to God's will. Jesus loved people so much that one day he would die to redeem them. But that didn't stop him from saying no when he needed to. Pleasing your friends to win their approval is never a good idea because it puts someone else other than God in control of your life. Instead of letting himself be sidetracked, number one, Jesus refused to let other people's idea of what was important to keep him from his mission. Number two, Jesus recognized that doing God's will was more important than trying to meet everyone else's expectations. And number three, Jesus made prayer and uninterrupted time with his Father a top priority. Was that easy? No, and it won't be easy for you either. Early in his ministry, when word spread about his miracles, a whole town gathered and Jesus healed many. The next morning, another crowd was waiting on his doorstep. And how Jesus responded this time might surprise you. While it was still dark, Jesus left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Jesus was a servant to God's will. And you must be too.
The word for today.
As featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.